It's time for the devil. It's time for that rascal to be exposed. And we come to the place where we walk like we should. I was thinking about, well, as I know your name, raised here in the church. What's your name? Sharon. I was thinking about when Sharon, her two daughters was, dancing. And I remember when I was a child, a Sherry's daughter's age, not Sherry. Sherry looked like their daughter, but I know she's older than they are. Got to be. I remember when I was a child, a teenager like that age. If they had done something like that in church, boy, they have sent you to hell so fast. We might well tell the truth. Boy, you were hell bound and crucified before you got there. But the Lord said, Jimmy, it's time for my people to be free like I made them. Some will preach the other side. Not today. We're going to judge ourselves today. Is that all right? Whoosh. I'm going to read from King James, and I'm going to read. I may switch over, but King James, I'm more familiar with him, and the Lord has just instructed me to do it, so if we have to switch over, we can do it, and I'm just going to follow him. King James 6:32, I think this way I'll start. Yeah, King James. The John Gospel, so we can put it up. John Gospel chapter 6 and starting with verse 32. We're going to judge ourselves today. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what? Shall set you free or make you free. Then he said in another place, whom the Son set is. Amen. And so many things we thought was all right, and the enemy had made us take the guilt of something that we were not guilty of and carry something that we have already been set free of. Sin is still sin. Light is still light. Darkness is still darkness, and right is still right. And that'll never change. But we can judge it. All right, you ready? Jesus said unto them, what? Verily, verily, I say unto you. I want you, he's talking to these people that followed him and they had seen him do many things, and the Pharisees happened to be in that crowd too. Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. But my Father, what giveth you the true bread from heaven? I want you to put a pen in that. My Father giveth you what? True bread from heaven. What did Ephesians 1:3 says? For he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Other words, what God has given us will bless us spirit, soul, and body, financially, socially, every way. There shouldn't be any contamination or destruction and failures and shortage and confusion, depressions, and all the stuff that goes on in our life, because he gave us that bread from heaven. And that bread from heaven don't produce that. You got it? I'm going to say it again. That bread from heaven don't produce that. My daddy, I'll go back to my daddy again. We was on the phone. Daddy was a big fan. I'll never forget it. Somehow someone introduced him or told him about this corn. The brand name of the corn was Funk's G Hybrid. And they persuaded him that that was the best corn to plant. And when he planted that corn, guess what kind we got back? We got back that Funk's G Hybrid corn. It looked just like the kind we planted. And he planted over and over, and every time it came back the same way. But Satan wants you to think that you can read the word and he'll give you some religious stuff. Tell you you're real holy because you shout a certain way. Hallelujah. And I'm not making light of shout. We all to shout. But it's not just in a shout. It's in what you eat. Cause you to shout. So, listen to it again. Lord, thank you. We're going to get there today. Because he told me to do it. I tell you, praise the Lord. He said, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto, giveth what? Life unto the world. Let's go back to the first chapter of John. I'm going to show you now. First chapter of John, and I'm going to start reading. John 1. Don't leave that because we are not done by no means. He said, in the beginning was the word, it's not going to take me long. In the beginning was the word with God, and the word was God. Same as in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that is made. In him was life. Are you hearing? And the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was what? Sent to bear witness of the light. Now listen, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that what? Cometh into the world. He was in the world. Are you hearing me now? And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to who? Who did he come to? He came to his very own, and they received him not. See, he was that bread that come down from heaven. And he came to his own first, and they didn't even receive him. But, I'm so glad he put the but in there. As many, I'm one. So I'm going to judge myself today. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become who? I'm a son of God. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care how many times, and I'm not trying to justify nothing I do. I'm a son of God because I received that bread that come from God. So